reasoning for that. I feel like your right foot wins restarts, but the pushes by Dale were really big. He's a good driver and he's trying to get me going, but not quite there at the end. So just overall, really, really thankful for the job the whole PUBG Mobile number 9 team did. It was a lot of fun racing with all these great competitors, and be able to come home third. I'm bummed out just the way we ran all day, but thankful for another top 3 finish.
All right. Thank you, Noah. If you have a question for Noah, press the raise your hand button, or if you want to hit me with a message in the chat, and we'll get to you. We'll give it a second to get some questions going here. We'll start off with Casey Campbell. Casey, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike Ford. Hey, Noah. Not the restart that you wanted. Just take me through those last few laps. What was going through your mind when Burton and Cindy?
It was good. I was just focused on running the fence. I only have really one speed, and that's to run balls to the wall right up against the fence. And worked on restarts before I came down here. But I thought it was going to go green till the end there. And unfortunately, somebody spun out, or I don't know what happened, but. I don't know. Sometimes you're the bat, sometimes you're the ball. I thought I was going to be the bat today, but we ended up being the ball. So we're going to keep on trying our tails off. This number 9 team is doing a heck of a job. And, I'm so thankful just to be running with this team. We led a lot of laps. I'm going to try and look at the positives tonight. When I get back to the hotel, we have another opportunity tomorrow. So very thankful for everybody at NASCAR, Hooters, everybody in the Xfinity Series who puts this race on.
Yeah, what was it like running around Boss Man today?
Oh, it was cool. He did a good job for not being in it for over a year, and I think it's a really good racetrack for him, and I was able to learn some stuff off of him and just watch him on some of those restarts and where he'd run throughout the run, and race with a lot of respect and had a lot of fun doing slide jobs all race. I don't know how it felt for you guys watching, but for me, it was a lot of fun being third, going off into turn one and just diving all the way down the bottom and sign up and get the lead. I don't know. Only other place I've been able to see that is a dirt oval go-kart track out in California that you've been able to pull big slide jobs like that. So never seen that in asphalt racing before, but it was damn fun for sure.
All right. Thanks, Noah. Good luck tomorrow, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right. We'll go to Bob Pockers. Bob?
Yeah, Noah, do you know do you have a different sponsor tomorrow, or will you just say, hey, guys, don't even bother to deal with the scrapes on the right side of the car?
I'm not sure yet. We have to look at the damage. I know our plan coming down here was if we could replace the right side on it, we're going to keep it PUBG Mobile. But if we had to go to a backup car, that one's already wrapped with Bass Pro Shops and True Timber Black Rifle Coffee. So that normal Bass Pro Shop scheme you guys seen. It all depends on the damage, Bob. If it's bad enough, we'll go to the backup, but I guess main goal is to try and fix it if we can stay with that car.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's hard for us to tell just from seeing the scrapes on it, but you think there's a little bit of damage that would need to be repaired?
Definitely crush panels and the fenders, the door, the right front, I'd assume, maybe. I tore it up today, but I was throwing it all out there, threw them on the dash, trying everything I got, hanging it race by race right now. So everybody's working really hard, and they told me before this race, don't be timid here. Don't be afraid to go run the wall. We have another car. We bring more cars to the racetrack. So just go lay it down on the line, and let's go try and win this thing. So unfortunately, it came up short, but not tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll now go to Dustin Albino. Dustin?
Yeah, no, with the way it ended and how much speed you had today, what is the emotion right now? Is it frustration because of the loss, or is it, you know, being happy because you've shown the speed?
Well, I don't know if you can hear me. It's pretty loud in here. You guys have a microphone? I don't know if you can hear me or what the deal is, but I forgot your question, actually. What'd you say, Dustin?
Yeah, so with the speed you showed, what's the emotion right now? Is it happiness because you showed the speed, or is it frustration because you lost?
It's kind of 50-50. I think I'd be more mad if we got beat by somebody who was running the top. Nobody really could run with us. We put like a 10-second lead. So we had that thing rolling up on the top today, but overall it was it's frustrating to lose a race on the bottom, but we really put all our chips in to be able to run the top, you know? So we gambled to set the car up that way, knowing if we got a late race restart, we were going to be probably screwed. And it ended up that way. So it's unfortunate. It's a bummer, but we'll keep our heads up. I learned a ton today and gained a lot of confidence. So a lot of momentum for this team. We gained some good points. So super fortunate for that.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that's all the questions we have for you, Noah. Great run out there.
I can't hear you.
That's all the questions we have for you, Noah.